Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Megillah Dav Ches. The first parak Megillah Nikreis. The Zichu Mezechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. This Dav contains five Mishnahs that begin Ein Bein that draw distinctions in halakha between closely related mitzvahs. So the three Davs are going to focus on number one. The second Mishnah on the Dav states Ein Bein Nadarim Nadavos Elish Nadarim Chay Bechray Usan Nadavos Eino Chay Bechray Usan. There's no difference between Nadarim and Nadavos except that in the case of Nadarim, one is responsible for them, meaning that in the event that the animal set aside as a carbon dies or becomes lost, he's liable to bring another one in its place. And in the case of Nadavos, one is not responsible for them. The Gemara asks for the source for this distinction and brings a brace that quotes the Pasuk, V'nirtza lo l'chaper al lav, and it shall be accepted for him to atone for him. And about this Pasuk, Rabbi Shimon explains, Esha alav chai b'chrei uso, v'she'enu alav eno chai b'chrei uso. That which is upon him, he is responsible to replace, and that which is not upon him, he's not responsible to replace. When the Gemara asks how the word alav, upon him, denotes personal responsibility, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, came to Amr alai, command the tayna kasve. Since he said, upon me, it's as if he said that the burden of responsibility is on his shoulders. Pointing me to the third Mishnah states, Ein bein zav ha-roesh de-rios, la-roesh shalosh el-karman. There's no difference between a zav who sees two emissions, which Rashi explains means that he either sees two emissions on one day or one emission on two consecutive days, and a zav who sees three emissions, except for the chiv to bring a carbon. A zav who has shalosh rios must bring a pair of burnt offerings after counting seven clean days. After the Gemara clarifies that both a zav that sees two emissions and a zav that sees three emissions are both avatumos regarding mishkav umoshav, rendering what they lie or sit on an avatuma, and they both must count seven clean days, it asks for the source of the distinction regarding the carbon. It was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Samai says, the Pasuk mentions two emissions and calls a person tame, and it mentions three emissions and calls a person tame. Now, if he's already tame after two emissions, why is it necessary to call him tame after three emissions? The Gemara answers, shtaim with tuma v'shalosh carbon. This teaches that the two emissions make him tame, whereas the three emissions make him chayiv in a carbon. And point number three, the fourth Mishnah teaches that the only difference between a Metzora Muskar, a confined Metzora, and a Metzora Muchlat, a confirmed Metzora, is Priya Ufrima, letting his hair grow and rending his clothes. The Gemara asks for the source for this distinction, and after the first source is rejected, Rava says that the source that a Metzora Muskar is Padra from both is derived from the Pasuk that states, Batsarua Asher Bo Hanega, and that Sarua, that is in him, the affliction, his garment shall be torn, and the hair of his head shall be uncut. This implies that Misha Sarasa Tuliya Bagufo, that only the one whose Sarasa is in his body and therefore requires healing, is required to tear his clothing and grow his hair long. Yatza Zet She'en Sarasa Tuliya Bagufo El Bayami, and excludes the Metzora Muskar, whose Sarasa is not dependent on his body but upon the days of his confinement. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The second mission on this daf states, Ein Bein Nadarim Nadavos, Elish Nadarim Chai B'Chrei Usan, and Nadavos Eino Chai B'Chrei Usan. There's no difference between Nadarim and Nadavos except that in the case of Nadarim, one is responsible for them, meaning that in the event that the animal set aside as a carbon dies or becomes lost, he's liable to bring another one in its place. And in the case of Nadavos, one is not responsible for them. The Gemara asks for the source for this distinction and brings a brisa that quotes the Pasuk, V'nirtza lo l'chaper lav, and it shall be accepted for him to atone for him. And about this Pasuk, Rabbi Shimon explains, Esha alav chai b'chrei uso, v'esha'enu alav eno chai b'chrei uso. That which is upon him, he's responsible to replace, and that which is not upon him, he's not responsible to replace. When the Gemara asks how the word alav, upon him, denotes personal responsibility, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, came to Amr alai, command the tain akasve. Since he said upon me, it's as if he said that burden of responsibility is on his shoulders. Pointing to the third Mishnah states, Ein bein zav ha-roesh de-rios, la-roesh shalosh el-karbon. There's no difference between a zav who sees two emissions, which Rashi explains means that he either sees two emissions on one day or one emission on two consecutive days, and a zav who sees three emissions, except for the chiv to bring a carbon. A zav who has shalosh rios must bring a pair of burnt offerings after counting seven clean days. After the Gemara clarifies that both a zav who sees two emissions and a zav that sees three emissions are both avatumos regarding mishkav umoshav, rendering what they lie or sit on an avatuma, and they both must count seven clean days, it asks for the source of the distinction regarding the carbon. It was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Samai says, the Pasuk mentions two emissions and calls a person tame, and it mentions three emissions and calls a person tame. Now, if he's already tame after two emissions, why is it necessary to call him tame after three emissions? The Gemara answers, shtaim with tuma v'shalosh carbon. This teaches that the two emissions make him tame, whereas the three emissions make him chayiv in a carbon. And point number three, the fourth Mishnah teaches that the only difference between a metzora muskar, a confined metzora, and a metzora muchlat, a confirmed metzora, is priya ufrima, letting his hair grow and rending his clothes. The Gemara asks for the source for this distinction. After the first source is rejected, Rava says that the source that a metzora muskar is pater from both is derived from the pasuk that states, "Vatzaru asher bo hanega." And that tzarua, that is in him, the affliction, his garment shall be torn, and the hair of his head shall be uncut. This implies, misha tzarasa tkuya begufo, that only the one whose tzarasa is in his body, and therefore requires healing, is required to tear his clothing and grow his hair long. Yatzazet she'en tzarasa tkuya begufo el b'yamim, and excludes the mitzvah muskar, whose tzarasa is not dependent on his body, but upon the days of his confinement. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf ches, and our standard simmer is challah, and we're going to associate challah also to a baker. So a baker will be incorporated into the simmer. So here goes. The baker who closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, as well as a pair of birds for becoming a zub with three emissions, didn't forget to send a get well challah to his metzora muchat friend with long hair and torn garments. Once again, slow motion. The baker, challah, that must mean we're on daf ches. The baker closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, which reminds us that the Mishnah stated that there's no difference between nedarim and nedavos, except in the case of nedarim, one is responsible for them, meaning that in the event that the animal set aside as a carbon dies or becomes lost, the person is liable to bring another one in its place. And in the case of nedavos, one is not responsible for them. This is learned from the word alav in the pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, since he said alai upon me, it's as if he said, the burden of responsibility is on his shoulders. So, the baker who closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, as well as a pair of birds for becoming a zub with three emissions, which reminds us the third mission states, Ein bein zub arosh derius l'arosh shalosh el carbon. There's no difference between a zub who sees two emissions and a zub who sees three emissions, except for the chiv to bring a carbon. A zub who has shalosh rios must bring a pair of bird offerings after counting 7 clean days. The pasuk mentions 2 emissions and calls a person tamei, and it mentions 3 emissions and calls a person tamei. So if he's already tamei after 2 emissions, why is it necessary to call him tamei after 3 emissions? The Gemara answers, shtayim tuma v'shalosh a carbon. This teaches that the 2 emissions make him tamei, whereas the 3 emissions make him chayiv in a carbon. So the baker closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, as well as a pair of birds for becoming a zub with 3 emissions. Didn't forget to send a get well challah to his metzora muchlat friend with long hair and torn garments, which reminds us that the fourth Mishnah teaches that the only difference between a metzora muskar, a confined metzora, and a metzora muchlat, a confirmed metzora, is priya ufrima, letting his hair grow and rending his garments. Rava says that the source for the distinction that a metzora muskar is pater from both is derived from the pasuk that states, "Batzarua asher boha nega," and the tzarua that is in him the affliction, his garment shall be torn and the hair of his head shall be uncut. This implies that misha tzarasa tkuya begufo, that only the one whose tzarasa is in his body and therefore requires healing, is required to tear his clothing and grow his hair long. So once again, the baker who closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, as well as a pair of birds for becoming a zub with 3 emissions, didn't forget to send a get well challah to his metzora muchlat friend with long hair and torn garments. All right, now it's time for 4 blabach hazara. Daf Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, is a door. So here goes. The woman Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors, that must mean we're on Daf Dalet. The woman Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, which reminds us that women were also Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah because they were also part of the Nais. And if Purim falls on Shabbos when the Megillah is not read, we have Shiurim on the topic of the day. So, the woman Chayiv and Kriyas Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a shir on Purim, since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, which reminds us a person's Chayiv to read the Megillah at the night of Purim and repeat it the following day. So, the woman Chayiv and Kriyas Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a shir on Purim, since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, while their friends in Unwalled towns had to hear it read a day earlier, on Thursday, the 13th. Which reminds us, there's a machlokes when Unwalled towns read the Megillah when the 15th falls on Shabbos. Do they read it on Friday, which is the 14th, the typical day they read the Megillah, or do they read it on Thursday, the 13th, because they typically read the Megillah the day before it's read in walled cities, which in this case would read it on Friday. Daf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Hei is Hei. So here goes. The low haystacks, haystacks, that must mean we're on Daf Hey. The low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, which reminds us that while the Megillah reading cannot be pushed later after the dates given for its reading, the Zman Atzei Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, Chagig, and Hakel are delayed later and not brought earlier. Tisha B'Av because we don't push earlier the commemoration of a tragedy, and the others because the time of their Chiyuv has not yet happened. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did Malacha on Purim. Which reminds us, Rebbe planted a shoot on Purim because the Jews never accepted the Yantav aspect of Purim to forbid doing Malacha. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did Malacha on Purim in the city of Tiberias, where one side of the walled city was bordered by the water of the Kinneret. Which reminds us that Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tiberias on the 14th and the 15th, because he had a suffix of one side of the walled city of Tiberias, which was open to the water, was considered a wall regarding Purim. Is the purpose of the wall to not expose the city, in which case Tiberias was exposed and therefore considered an unwalled city, or is it to protect the city, in which case the water does act as a barrier and Tiberias is considered walled? Dav Vav, so the Simur Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords. Swords? That must mean we're on Dav Vav. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates, which reminds us that the Gemara identifies the various fortress cities listed in Sefer Yeshua and explains the names given. Kinneres is Ginnesar, and why was it called Kinneres? Because its fruit are sweet as the sound of a kinor, a harp. And Tiberias was called Rakas, according to one opinion, Shafil Rekan Shaba, Melain Mitzvahs Karima, because even the empty ones who live there are as full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So, the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom, which reminds us, Yaakov even said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel'olam, do not give Esav HaRasha his heart's desires and do not remove his ring, which refers to Gemamiyah Shel Edom, for if they were to go out, they would destroy the entire world. There are 300 crown princes in Gemamiyah of Edom and there are 365 chiefs in Rome. So, the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom and marched home chanting the Yigati Masasi victory song. Which reminds us, if someone says Yigati Masasi Tamin, I put effort in and I did succeed, believe him. This applies to Limud Torah of Abamas Matan Siyata Humin Shemaya. But when it comes to business, one's success is dependent on Siyata Shemaya, and even with regard to Limud Torah, this was not said, except in regard to sharpening one's understanding. But in regard to remembering one's learning, that is dependent on Siyata Shemaya. Dav Zayin, so the Simur Dav Zayin is a gun because Klei Zayin is a weapon. So we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards with machine guns. Guns? That must be more in Dav Zayin. Klei Zayin. The armed guards with machine guns protecting the general who is writing his fourth book about his famous battle, which reminds us that Esther sent to the Chamim, Kibuni Odors or Kisbuni Odors, write me, referring to the story of Purim, for generations, and that they were reluctant to do so because the Pasuk refers to the Battle of Amalek being written only three times. Until they learn the Pasuk, Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, write this as a memorial and a Sefer, in which they darsh an allusion to the Battle of Amalek being written a fourth time. So the armed guards with machine guns, who protecting the general, who was writing his fourth book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds, that they were plotting against him. Which reminds us that the Tanaim held Esther Baruch HaKodesh Na'amra. Megillas Esther was written with Ruch HaKodesh since there are things written that no one could have known about, such as Mordechai knowing about Bigson and Seresh's plot to assassinate Achashverosh. Shmuel said that if he had been present when the Tanaim presented their Pesukim, he would have bested them all, and said that it says in the Pasuk, Kimu V'Kibu, they establish and accept, which means Kimu L'mala Mashikibu L'mata. They confirmed above in the basin Shalmala what the Jews accepted down below, referring to the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara continues by showing that each of the Tanaim sources are not conclusive. So, the armed guards with machine guns protecting the general, who was writing his fourth book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds when they were plotting against him, and that he could become quite dangerous when he got drunk. Which reminds us, Rava said, Mechai Vini Shabasume Vapuria, one is chai to get drunk with wine on Purim, Adul Yad Ben Arahaman Lebarach Mordechai, until he doesn't know the difference between cursed as Haman and blessed as Mordechai. And the Gemara brings the mice of Rabba, Shechtin, Rabbi Zera, at a Suda when they both became drunk. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.